Stay on Core Values, the tale of two Dans.
Here's why Dan Snyder is a good businessman. It's March. In March, sports fans follow baseball spring training and March Madness basketball. And yet, for the past couple of days, speculation that Snyder would spend millions to bring Peyton Manning to the Redskins has dominated the D.C. sports scene. Amazing. All this fuss about a team that won five games last year. Here's why Dan Snyder is not a good football team owner. He was probably really serious about signing Manning, despite having spent millions to sign several other big-name but over-the-hill players in the past years. Snyder still has a case of the itchy checkbook. As Redskin fans, we deserve better than this. The way to respectability is not through the power of Dan Snyder's marketing skills. It's through the slogging and plodding bad teams must endure to find the promised land through draft picks. See the 2012 Nats as an example of that. Peyton Manning is a great player, arguably the best quarterback ever. But understanding he belongs in Canton, Ohio, not Landover, Maryland, is a core value.
Chris Corp, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.